I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm going to present a couple of hours of music for your entertainment. I'll be playing recordings in the first part of the program by people including Joe Stafford, Gene Kelly, Billy Eckstine, Jeanette MacDonald, Bing Crosby, Billy Holiday and Frank Sinatra. In the second part of the program, instead of having a singer of renown to feature, in the second part of the program today, I'm going to have a special treat about one of my favourite Broadway musicals. All of the songs that are featured in today's program are songs that were included in the score for either stage or film musicals.
To find a jolly hour on the trolley and lost her heart instead.
With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men.
She started to yen, so she counted to ten, then she counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing with my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake.
Bump, bump, bump went my heartstrings. When he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop
went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were planned,
he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
The Trolley Song, written by Hugh Martin and Alf Blaine for Judy Garland to sing in the motion picture Meet Me in St. Louis in 1944. That recording was by Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers singing with the orchestra of Paul Weston. My next selection was from a 1952 film. It's the title song, but the song was actually introduced in a show called The Hollywood Review in 1929, but here's one from 1952.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in.
Gene Kelly was accompanied by the MGM Studio Orchestra in that recording of Singing in the Rain, written by Nicio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed.
Everything I have is yours, you're part of me. Everything sun to you, if the sun were only mine, I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, the dreams I dream, the schemes I scheme, my love.
That was the Melbourne band of Harry Price. I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, written by Harold Arlen for the 1932 New York Review, Earl Carroll's Vanities. Harry Price's band featured on that recording trumpeter Bob Bernard. Today was the anniversary of Bob Bernard's birthday in 1933. As I said, that recording was made in Melbourne in 1959. It was preceded by Billy Eckstine singing Everything I Have Is Yours. That was from The Dancing Lady, a 1933 motion picture written by Burton Lane and Harold Adamson.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of Buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears will be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. Covered with dust, where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears will be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old path. Empty saddles in the old corral.
In the old corral.
Bing Crosby and a quartet known as the Guardsmen were accompanied by Victor Young's orchestra in that recording of Empty Saddle. Bing sang it in a 1936 motion picture, Rhythm on the Range, written by Billy Hill with lyrics based on a poem by J. Kean Brennan. There's a song which Rodgers and Hart wrote for a 1940 movie called Too Many Girls.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know naive. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love. And here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Jane Morgan sang I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Rodgers and Hart in 1940. My next selection goes back to 1929. Interesting film, The Love Parade. It starred Marie Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald, and Victor Schertzinger and Clifford Gray wrote this song for the film The Love Parade.
Falls and my room is a gloom where the shadows
That was Jeanette MacDonald's recording of Dream Lover, introduced in 1929. And I dare say that she sang it in the film that I mentioned. In November 1966, a show called Cabaret was first performed on Broadway. The score for that show was written by John Cantor and Fred Ebb. A movie was made of it later, and that starred, if I remember correctly, Barbara Streisand. Or was it Liza Minnelli? Good question. Here's a recording of Cabaret, but not by either of those ladies.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow the horn. Start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
Crosby and Pete Moore's orchestra recorded the title song from Cabaret in 1975. In 1937, Fred Astaire sang a couple of songs in a film called A Damsel in Distress. The songs for that film were written by George and Ira Gershwin. I'm going to play two of them. Thank you.
work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low, and it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wonder, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For so I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Two songs which the Gershwin brothers wrote for Fred Astaire to sing in 1937. The first was Nice Work If You Can Get It. That was sung by Billie Holiday, with Teddy Wilson conducting the orchestra. Today's anniversary of the birth of Teddy Wilson, incidentally, in 1912. And then you heard Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, A Foggy Day in London Town, from 1937.
tell me that it's true. Tell me you agree. I was meant for you. You were meant for me. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes, you, you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, merely, dearly beloved, be mine.
Dearly Beloved was written by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer for the 1942 motion picture You Were Never Lovelier. The stars of that film were Rita Hayworth and Fred Astaire, and we heard Fred Astaire's recording of Dearly Beloved, accompanied by the orchestra of John Scott Trotter.
Get your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Across the It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
June Christie and Les Brown's orchestra recorded Get Happy in 1946. The song had been written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler for New York Review, called the 915 Review, back in 1932. The next song that you hear won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1965. The Australian clarinet player Jack Harrison recorded The Shadow of Your Smile in 1985, written by Johnny Mandel 6 years earlier. Next few songs are about falling in love.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. When
When that bell starts to peal, I could tell I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. Almost. Why this can't be love? Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. And yet I love to love. Glad I'm alive. Think I'll survive. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. All the music of life seems to be like that bell that is ringing for me.
Thank you.
Falling in Love with Love was sung by the Canadian soprano Maureen Forrester. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1938 for a show called The Boys from Syracuse. And from that show, This Can't Be Love was also written. Anthony Warlow sang that one with Almost Like Being in Love in 1993, accompanied by the Victorian Philharmonic Orchestra.